Welcome to worship on what we call the 12th day of Christmas, or the eve of the Epiphany. And it's a wonderful year to be able to celebrate the bell ringing service, the 12 days, because we actually get to walk through all 12 days and be in worship tonight as we transition from the 12th day into the season of Epiphany. And as you may recall, in the season of Advent, we are waiting and hoping for the light. In the season of Christmas, we are celebrating the gift of the light. And in the season of Epiphany, we are sharing and showing the light to the world. So thanks for being vessels of the light, and Jesus is the light of the world. We pray that you are blessed by our service tonight. If you're a guest or a visitor, please know that your presence is a gift to us, and we pray that our service of word and sacrament will be a gift to you as well. You'll notice that the liturgy that we have tonight for the 12 days, a tradition that is dated way back to the 4th or 5th century, that it is in fact the sermon. So if you go home tonight and you say, oh, we didn't get a sermon, well, then you might not have been listening carefully to the liturgy, because between the carols that we sing and the gifts of music and the scriptures that are read, you will hear the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Tonight's service is very informal, keeping the 12 days started back in 567 A.D., the purpose of which was to allow God's people more time to reflect upon and celebrate the gift of the Incarnation, God with us in the flesh. Some start counting the days on December 25th, others start on December 26th and run through Epiphany, the arrival of the Magi. So we have a dozen, or perhaps a baker's dozen, of days. And so we welcome your bells. Hopefully you either brought one with or you got one you came in. And you can ring them anytime you feel like it. It's the way that we announce and celebrate in this world that Jesus is God's good news. The one specific time that we invite you to ring them, after each lesson for each of the 12 days is read, we will end by saying, "This is the word of the Lord." We'll respond as a congregation, "Thanks be to God." And then we'll ring our bells. So just to get you in the mood, let's practice it once, okay? You got your bells ready? And we're going to pretend that I've just read a scripture lesson for you, and I say, "This is the word of the Lord." Excellent, excellent. You see how easy that is, right? We ring the bells. We announce to everyone here and outside these walls that Jesus Christ is Lord. Page 3 of your bulletin. We will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord. He will become our Savior. His presence will save us in our distress. Congregation may be seated. Day 1, Christmas Day, a reading from St. Luke. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the guest room. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together.
Day 2, St. Stephen's Day, a reading from Acts. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians and the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 3, St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. John 1, 1 through 5 and 21. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. And one who had been reclining at the table close to him had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is a disciple who is bearing witness about all things, who has written these things. We know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 4, the Holy Innocents. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Our gift of
Day 5, Nativity, lessons from Luke 2. And in that same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news, great joy, that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 6, the Holy Family, a reading from Luke 2. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak to him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And then when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 7, Watch Night, a reading from Matthew 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer him, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn number.
Day 8, Mary, Mother of our Lord, Luke 2. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Day 9, Incarnation, a reading from St. John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Holy God, creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time, your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time, you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine in our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the gift of God for the people of God, celebrating the nativity of our Lord, the gift of the incarnation. With repentant hearts, we come forward. We receive the body of Christ. We dip it into the blood of Christ. Come, all is ready. 10, baptism, a reading from John's Gospel. The next day, John the Baptizer saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Day 11 on page 6 of your bulletin. Day 11, peace. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Nations shall come to your light. This is the word of the Lord.
Day 12, Eve of Epiphany, Matthew 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 13, Epiphany, a reading from Matthew. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasure, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
That by your word, Father, you will continue to show us your Son, who not only was laid in the manger, but also was compelled to stand in the temple, whom you sent not only to teach and to heal, but also to die on the cross and to rise from the grave, that from all of this we will find life abundant in Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That as you sent the Holy Spirit to call the church into being, so by that same Spirit lead your whole church into wisdom and truth, that when the church is weak, you would strengthen her. When she is in error, you would correct her. When she is persecuted, you would deliver her. That the church will know the victory of Christ in our world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That you will guide the leaders of our nations to wisdom, that they will seek justice and peace, that you will bring an end to the factions and wars, not only around the globe, but also here at home, that you will lead your whole church to show loving mercy to all people in need, but especially to proclaim the good news, so that all in the world who do not believe in Christ would come to believe in him and be saved. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That we would rejoice in the birth of Messiah Jesus and the gift of the 12 days, giving thanks for the blessings of 2018 and the opportunities that await us in 2019. Guide and prosper the paths of the North American Lutheran Church, its congregations and its leaders. Bless our seminary and its teachers, that pastors may be equipped for proclaiming the gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That you, whose son knew a loving family, would bring relief to all in our communities and our congregations and to all in our world who suffer from diseases and compromised health in their bodies, who struggle with conflict and division with their families and relationships, and who mourn the deaths of those of whom they love.
Gracious Father, this day we remember before you Hampton Morgan, and we pray, O Lord, during his final days here on earth, that you would comfort him with the hope of the gospel, that you would be with his daughter Leslie Duesenberg and her family. We pray also, Lord, that you would be with Karen Saltz's mother. We pray for Joy and for Barb Stump and for all who are family and friends of Vinny. And we pray for comfort, Lord, in his sudden and unexpected passing. Lord, this night we pray for Pam Hammond. We pray for Bob Harms, for Katie. We pray for Arnie Nelson as he recovers from his surgery. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with Letha Bothan, with Kathy Geese, that you would also, Lord, be with all who are hospitalized.
That all will find new hope in Christ, who comes to save us from our sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Into your hands, Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go on.